Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because the fire alarm is going off in the economy. And there is so much to cover today. I'm going to get right into it. Like, subscribe. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, and I'll cover them a little bit. But yesterday there was a power outage in Brooklyn. And I want to cover this before I get into the news. And this is very serious because it was. From a power substation, there was smoke seen coming from the power substation, and there were certain areas that were affected. Now, New York City, the surrounding boroughs, everything has, different things to deal with that we don't have to deal with. High-rise buildings, water pumps, things like that, as far as getting water, up, 100 stories, things like that. I want to talk to you guys about one thing, and that is that people were stuck in elevators, people were just trapped. And they really haven't explained much about this. But one thing I do is that when my girlfriend was going through the hospital care at the house, we had to have breathing machines. We had to have, 24-hour power. And in Huntington Beach, the power went out, and it went out for about an hour. We had all our lights and everything backed up. And one of the workers was working in the line. And he was kind of not of a novice, and he didn't help the problem. He made it worse. Once they got the power on, about an hour later, it went off for about 4 more hours. So that was a really good lesson to me about how I needed to prepare better if there was a power outage. But I want to show you guys a couple of things, and that is, first thing is, you guys, whenever I go to a trade show, I always get these power banks. Make sure you have these. They're always loaded when I travel. So I can charge my phones, I can make my videos, I can work and do things. I've got a meeting today with a company that wants me to potentially sit on the board of directors. And the thing I bring, is my iPad. I have an iPad that's constantly tied to the internet. And I know if this thing is not working, there's a major problem because, I get to show them my videos too. But the cool thing about this is that it's always on the internet. So I don't have to worry about if there's internet in the hotel or internet in the city or power. And also I have a portable internet device from Simple Mobile that I can turn this on and get internet. Okay. So look at things like that. Look at making sure you're prepared, making sure you have lamps and lights in your house and things like that, because, if you believe anything, things could get shut down at some point. And if things got shut down for an extended period of time, you need to prepare. You need to have money, food, water, everything in the house. Now, 3 hours, 4 hours, these people were lucky, but you need to prepare for it, happening for an extended period of time. Now, Jeffrey Gundlach is the CEO of Double Line Financial, and he's a brilliant businessman, but he says that there's a fire alarm going off in the economy and that we're being told how great everything is. And just like, it's nice to have a billionaire tell us, that the average person is not doing well, which we all know that things are a struggle right now, in that it is a struggle to sell things, it is a struggle to run your household, to pay for gas, to pay for everything. And I love when they say, look, gas went down, but it shot up $1.20 in the last year, and now it went down 20 cents, and we're supposed to celebrate that. No. So things are tough, but he's concerned about the falling bond market and that it's going to destroy the stock market that's being propped up with matchsticks right now. And if you listen to Bob Kudla's video, watch the Bob Kudla video again, because Bob is really brilliant. But Bob did something that he really put his neck out in the line. He's talking about specific dates and times as far as when he thinks things are gonna crash. And you've been given basically about 3.5 weeks till that date comes out, with the options expiring and things like that. But he sees real problems for the economy and the stock market in January. And so does Mr. Gundlach. And, I think that's great, but we need to have more of this. Couple things that we talked about in the past, and that here in California, we had a chicken processing plant that hired a bunch of underage workers. Kids working forklifts at 14, kids deboning chickens that were children. Okay. And one thing that they did was the CEO of the company, and I got to get this guy's name right, Tony Braun, what he would do is he would hide the kids, like for inspections. Hey, kids, go in the back room. And he would hide these kids. And he got fined millions of dollars. But the most wild thing is that this was in La Puente, guys. This was a very, very, I mean, this was 20 minutes from my house, 25 minutes from my house. And when you get to LA County, there's a few industrial areas up the 60 freeway that, you know, they're deboning chickens and having children do it. So crazy stuff like that in the economy that happens all the time. U.S. production of manufacturing, everybody's celebrating because it went up in November. And it's way below the 1% that everybody wanted, but we had no manufacturing during the auto strike, and it was only basically up 0.3%. And that was the problem, you know, that they're blaming on that. Now the auto workers come back and they're starting to make cars. But my question is, who's buying those cars? Ford is cutting back on production. Ford is cutting back on sales. Everyone's laying off in the auto industry, but they're trying to tell us that there is a tremendous amount of activity in manufacturing. And I always look at what rich people do, because what rich people do is very, very telling. And think about this. Marc Benioff is the CEO of Salesforce. That's the CRM company. And what Mr. Benioff is doing is every day when the stock market is open, to the tune of $475 million, this guy is selling 15,000 shares of his stock every day. So it's not one big sale. It's not, hey, Marc Benioff is selling, you know, $500 million worth of stock. He's doing this very slowly, but he's getting out to the tune of $3 million a day. Isn't that crazy? And, you know, $475 million at this point. I mean, that is wild. The story is below, but why is this guy getting out? Don't we need CRM systems? Don't you need to have your database and things like that for your business? Clearly, this guy thinks something's up. So very, very fascinating. You know, we have a gold sponsor in this video, and one thing that was wild last month, and the numbers are in, for the last quarter, Costco has been selling gold 1 ounce bars. It was feverish as far as the number of people that wanted to buy these gold bars. So they limited them to two a day. Gold's about $2,000 an ounce right now, guys. So they limited this to, you know, two a day. Okay, it's Costco. That's what they do. You know, you can't buy too much of this and too much of that at certain times. Well, they sold $100 million worth of gold in the last quarter that they put in their financial statements. Is that crazy? $100 million worth of gold, man. Wow. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Let's face it, guys. People need to get an edge right now, and people are worried about the economy. You can get rid of that worry by calling Patriot Gold Group today. 888-330-1431. And find out about their IRAs and 401ks that are backed by physical metals. They are number one rated with Consumer Affairs for 7 years in a row. Why? Because they do things right. They're a fantastic company. They've been in business a long time. They have so many clients that are completely happy. But you've got to look at getting yourself into precious metals in your retirement plan before it's too late. Use the link below, or call them today at 888-330-1431 before it's too late. Let them know that Dan from I allegedly sent you, but also look at what experts are saying. They're saying that gold could hit $3,000 an ounce, guys. You don't want to miss this. Contact them today before it's too late. Find out as you do your year-end prep if gold is right for you. Call them today. Now here's some banking stories I want to cover with you guys. Suri Wan is a customer of HSBC Bank, and she got a text message from the bank that said, we believe that there's been fraud on your checking account and you need to contact us. So she calls the number in the text message, and they said, you know, we need this, we need that. Verify your PIN number, which no bank will ever have you do that. No bank will ever do that. And by doing that, she gave access to her account and the bad guys got away with $49,000 instantly, transferred it. And HSBC Bank says, we're sorry, but this is not, you know, the way it is. This is, we're not going to help you. You sent them the information. You shouldn't have done this. And we're not going to, you know, help you get this money back. Again, guys, banking, you can't just set up a bank account, okay? Which blows me away. The other thing is, Steve sends me a notice that he went to use the ATM, and, you know, with our last video about, you know, access to cash. Do you, you know, are they charging for cash fees? There was an ATM service fee at this ATM at his bank, okay? South State Bank, $35 to take the cash out. $35. Okay. I mean, was he taking out 40 grand? I mean, come on, guys. It's crazy to use an ATM. And then Wild Bill sent me this one, which was good. His friend has been realizing that he has been getting charged monthly because his checking account didn't have $10,000. He did set up a high yield checking account. And, oh, you need to maintain a minimum of $10,000 or we charge you $30 a month. That's horrible. And he didn't catch this unless he had gone to the ATM to get, you know, hey, let me look at the last five transactions. And then there's a $30 fee that he called the bank on. Isn't that crazy? Now, one thing that we've talked about a lot are the foreclosures. And my friend Doug, who's in the foreclosure business, had a wild auction this week. Think about this. He went and there was a condo in Irvine, California, and the people were in foreclosure, all the terms, everything was done, and it was time to sell the house. The only problem was there was loan fraud on the purchase of the home. Think about what I'm about to tell you. The bad guy went out and had, at the same time, had applied for two mortgages and had two escrow companies and basically funded the loan twice on the same day. So whoever recorded first in California was the first trustee. The second trustee was out all the money. And the money was basically then sent, you know, to somebody who probably didn't exist. It probably wasn't some real, you know, John Smith out there. And you can say, how can this happen? How did the title company not catch it? It was, again, two separate transactions. I think it was an inside job with somebody from what he told me. But this person buys this condo, rents it out on Airbnb, and never made one payment on it. And it's nice. It's worth about $1 million now. It's gone up substantially. And these people went to this auction and bid this up from the $575,000 mortgage that had fees and everything attached to it. But not one payment had been made. Now, the second mortgage, they're out. Out of luck because of being in the second position. So they're looking for this person, and that is just pure bank fraud. Isn't that wild that somebody did that? But as this economy, you know, because it's so good and real estate's so good, and I have, you guys, my inbox is filled with, you know, real estate agents that are just, they're going down. They're at 6% now. What are you going to say when real estate takes up? Good luck, guys. Good luck. I just, why is the foreclosure company busier than ever? Is that going to stop? Why is that? Why is it that they're gearing up for the biggest number since 2008? Why is that? Answer that. Okay. Oh, it's just your area. No, these guys deal with 11 states right now and trying to get around the rest of the country, which I'm going to help them with. So share your thoughts on this stuff so far and let me know what you think about this. But again, sorry for the different background and everything on this video. Things will get back to normal on the next one. But let me know what you think about this stuff and get prepared for what can happen. When you have these people telling you how bad things are, you're going to have a world with a lot of rich people. Ferraris are going to sell. McLarens are going to sell. People are going to go out and buy Porsches. There's going to be people that have a lot of money out there. And then there's going to be the poor folk down here. Okay? And that's the way it's going to be. And the gap of the middle class is getting eviscerated right now. And if you don't think that, you're kidding yourself. But People cannot afford this. The food prices are outrageous. Energy prices are outrageous. As it gets colder and colder, and it really, we haven't really had a bad winter yet. And, you know, that's coming, but share your thoughts on this stuff, guys. Let me know what you think about this. And, you know, are you prepared for this? Are you prepared for a blackout? Are you prepared if the power went off for an extended period of time? Food, supplies, money, everything. Let me know. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. And I have to thank Dr. Marvin for this one, because he sent me a great story that referenced something I talked about last week. And that is EIDL fraud. In Florida, in Lee County, there's a man, Evan Graves, who went out and did a couple bad things. First one was he applied for 10 EIDL loans, economic injury disaster loans, and represented that he had a company that was much bigger than it was, and that he had a bunch of employees that he never had. Only problem was this guy did this about 10 times, okay? And he got himself $1.35 million. Now, second problem that this guy did where they caught him was he spent the money on areas that he wasn't supposed to. He spent it on his credit cards. He spent it on satisfying mortgages, paying mortgages, buying real estate, buying cars and other properties he wasn't supposed to. The point of this was that when they started to look into this, and the thing I've told you guys, whether you guys are going to be penitentiary bound out there that think you're so smart, where when you have spent this money on paying for your personal debt when it was never supposed to be for that. It was supposed to grow your business. And you write me and tell me there's nothing they can get because I have nothing and my business failed. You're going to have a real problem. You're going to be like Mr. Graves sitting in a jail cell. And this guy could get 20 years for this. The next thing is the news agencies. After COVID, the news agencies slashed their industry and they slashed payrolls. The problem with it is that they've had 2,700 people lose their job in the news industry. Now, with AI, there's a brand new AI news agency out there where you're going to have people reading news that are completely fake. Their images are put together of, I want a tall woman, blonde hair that looks like this, her skin is this color, craziness. And these people are reading the news. Some of these look completely fake. Some of them that I've seen look amazing. And that goes to the deep fake thing. And the final story is the Sphere in Las Vegas has, you know, they're trying to get residency. They've got for bands. And the latest one, which I don't know why I thought this was so funny, but they're thinking of bringing the Grateful Dead, Dead and Company back with John Mayer to see if they can get there. And you'll just see the smoke rising out of the Sphere with all the weed and everything that will happen at a Grateful Dead concert. So if you've attended a Grateful Dead concert, let me know. But the Sphere would be crazy as you guys drop acid and watch the Grateful Dead. So I'm not judging. Okay. Please don't forget to like the video. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And onward and upward, guys. If you want to send me anything, hello@iallegedly.com. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being here. And I will see you guys very soon.